Life Audio.
Glad to have you with us today as we prepare to think about the teaching of God's Word together. I hope your day has been off to a great start. Let's hear a quick word from the sponsors of today's episode, and then we'll jump right in. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stange, and today's devotion is inspired by Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, which says, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Righteousness is a subject that we often think about. The idea of being righteous certainly sounds appealing, but there's a fine line between true righteousness, which honors Christ, and self-righteousness, which definitely does not. During the days of Christ's earthly ministry, many people looked up to the religious leaders. They were considered examples of righteousness and holy living. They were well-versed in the scriptures, and they carried themselves in such a way that people were convinced they were the standard of righteousness by which all lives could be measured. But Jesus challenged that thought and cautioned the people that unless their righteousness exceeded that of the religious leaders, they would not enter the kingdom of heaven. The truth is, Jesus knew that many of those leaders were self-righteous. Jesus, on the other hand, offers us His righteousness as a gift through faith in Him. At the moment we believe, our self-righteousness is replaced with Christ's righteousness. And we are justified, which means we're declared righteous in God's court of justice and welcomed into Christ's kingdom. Let's give thanks to Christ for the gift of His righteousness, which surpasses the self-righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today and to think about the nature of righteousness. We know that by nature You are perfectly righteous in every way. And Father, we're grateful that through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, we are granted the gift of Christ's righteousness, which means that when we come before You, we don't need to come before You as self-righteous people because we know that ultimately that's an offense. Our righteousness is nothing. We can come before Your throne knowing that You see the righteousness of Your Son in us. And in Your court, we are declared righteous. We are justified through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, by Your grace, we pray that we would be people who stop emphasizing our self-righteousness and stop relying on our self-righteousness and begin to rely on the righteousness that's given to us through Your Son. We don't want to have hearts or lives that resemble the religious leaders that were alive during the course of Christ's earthly ministry because effectively they were idolizing and worshiping themselves and ignoring Your Son who would have given them true righteousness. But in the end, that's not what they wanted. They wanted to be seen as righteous in and of themselves, but we're grateful that You exposed the motives of their hearts, and we're grateful for what You offer to us through Your Son. Thank You for giving us the opportunity to experience the righteousness of Christ, and thank You for Your goodness and grace to us in so many ways. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.